Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. Today is Monday, December 30th. I just want to go over a few end-of-the-year ramblings to kind of tie things up and look forward to the new year. There's a few things I'd like to mention I consider of importance, of significance, and of a harbinger of things to come. Let's just get right to it. The first one is Fukushima or Fukushima. Yes, that's the nuclear power plant disaster unraveling and unfolding before our very eyes in northern Japan in the Daiichi District or prefecture. It's composed of four reactor units. All have literally had core meltdowns. Arne Gundersen of Fair Winds, a nuclear power plant expert, has said just today on enenews.com, you should just close it for 100 years. The new problem is not just the core meltdown, and in one of the units, or maybe perhaps two of the units, the molten radioactive core actually seeping through the bottom 12 inches of the concrete base and out into the open, but groundwater in the other opposite direction is actually seeping through inside not only the reactors before, but the entire complex. Talk about a Fukushima cluster F. Next, the GOP party, the precursor to the GOP, went out of existence in the mid-1850s. There's a famous signia, if you do a Google, a famous little banner mockingly at the former Whig Party that pretty much sums up what might be said once the current GOP party meets its own demise. The motto for the Whig Party today, if you go on doing a Google, is the Whigs. No broken promises since 1857, the year they went out of existence for good. Hopefully, that might apply and act as the same motto for the current GOP someday in the not-too-distant future, perhaps no longer than 2016. The GOP, no broken promises since 2016. One can only hope. Moving on to another topic, the Tea Party. The House Speaker John Boehner himself finally had enough past month and finally called into question the very credentials of the Tea Party folks who brought us the government shutdown. And Boehner, in a very uncharacteristically candid moment, said he never believed that the shutdown would achieve its purpose. And he also admitted that he was confronted by some of these people who brought this on, the rest of us. And they had told him they never really thought it would actually work. And Boehner, you know, was incredulous and said, "What? All this for that? John, it's your party. It's your party caucus. You had no ability to rein in the 40 or 50 of these idiots who had no self-restraint on their own. You should not be surprised to be confronted by that revelation." Finally, another topic, the upcoming 2014 elections. There are 37 GOP House members that are at risk, at least at the height of the government shutdown. It's probably subsided a bit only because of the uproar and furor over Obamacare, but I'll get to that in a minute. Actually, I'll lead right into it. The Obamacare, the shaky rollout on October the 1st. As of today, December 31st. Yesterday, the Obamacare enrollment figure showed that over 1 million people had signed up. So take that, GOP, as far as trying to drown the baby in the bathwater. Care is here to stay. GOP, get over it and get on with it. The next issue at hand, racism and the GOP. Racism is rampant in the GOP. It is part and parcel of the very fabric of the GOP. Only today in the New York Times, Ashley Parker penned an article wherein it is pointed out that the Obamas are never seen or filmed entering or attending church services. Gee, I wonder why that is. Would that have been the case or mentioned about any other prior first family? Fill in the space. And last but not least, perhaps the most intriguing story of 2013 is the 12 or 13-hour filibuster down in the Texas state legislature by Democratic State Senator Wendy Davis over Texas legislature's draconian legislation to drastically curtail the rights of women as it pertains to abortion rights. State Senator Davis has declared herself as a candidate for the Texas state gubernatorial position next year, and this should be one doozy of an election. I just hope she straps it on and knows what she's in for, but that would be a profound change in American politics should Texas fall at this juncture to a Democratic governor. If that were the case in 2014, you can be rest assured that every effort would be made to marshal the Latino vote, the Asian vote, the black vote, the student vote, the single women vote, and the working women vote in the state of Texas. And I think in the year 2016, if and when Hillary or a very strong Democratic candidate runs for the office of the presidency of the United States, that the state of Texas would become a blue state and throw in its 33 or thereabout electoral votes. And if that were the case, this would confine the GOP to permanent irrelevance on the national stage, on the national political stage. Well, that wraps it up for today. This is the Knight Rider saying thanks for listening to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. And now, as always, stay well, keep it lit, and now we're signing off.